The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We are commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5. In chapter 3, there was a long dialogue between Christ and Nicodemus, and he revealed his secret as the Son of God, as the Savior, and also he made it clear that people should be born again to be children of God in order to catch the kingdom of heaven. In chapter 4, he spent much time with the Samaritan woman, and she believed in him as the Messiah, the Son of God, and she went to everyone telling that I could see him, the Son of God. In chapter 5, we started with the miracle of the paralyzed man, and with the end of the miracle, this one could understand that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is also the Son of God, and he witnessed to him. But the Jew people offended him because they considered him breaking the law. So Christ started to discuss the matter and to make it very clear that, yes, I am equal to God. I am God incarnate. I am the Son of God. I am doing the deeds of God. And people, you know, they couldn't understand or they couldn't accept the truth. So he told them, hear me, because if you rejected the truth, you will be condemned forever. And he also made it clear that he will be the judge in the day of judgment. In the last day, in the day of resurrection, people will be condemned because they rejected the truth. And for those who will be saved, they accepted to believe in Christ as the Son of God, as the only way to heaven. If I bear witness of myself, chapter 5, verse 31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Wait a minute, he's not saying this as a statement, as a truth. He's saying this because of their attitude. You will consider that I am witnessing to myself. In your eyes, now I'm not fair, I'm not true, because you will not accept the witness of anyone to himself. So he's saying, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true before your eyes, in your mind. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. So he started to speak about the Father. God himself is speaking about the Son, the only begotten Son, as his Son, and as the God incarnate. And it was clear in his day of baptism that the voice came from heaven saying, this is my Son, thy beloved Son. And also, in the day of Transfiguration, the voice came from heaven, and the apostles listened to this voice. They heard it clearly, saying, this is my beloved Son. So the witness of the Father was there. But because they did not want to accept the truth, they did not want to hear the voice of God, they rejected the truth in their hearts. Because the voice of God may speak inside the hearts. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. That's another witness, that John the Baptist was considered a great prophet by everyone except the rulers of the Jew people, because they did not like him. He was harsh to them because he was the voice of God. And he pointed at Jesus saying, this is the Lamb of God, this is the Son of God, this is the Redeemer. And he pushed all his disciples to follow Christ. He considered him as the friend of the bridegroom. And he was happy pushing everyone to follow Christ because he is his master, he is the Lord. He considered himself as his slave. So the witness of John the Baptist should be considered. And the witness of God the Father should be considered. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. Christ need no witnesses because he is God. And all his deeds prove that he is God. But again, many witness to him. God the Father, the voice of heaven, and John the Baptist also witnessed to him. So again, you have sent to John and he has borne witness to the truth. Yes, I do not receive testimony from man, but I say this thing that you may be saved. Being God, he needs no witness of man. But because of them, of their stony hearts, they may listen to the word of John the Baptist. He was the burning and shining lamp. Now he's speaking about John the Baptist because he was killed at that time. So he said he was like a shining and burning lamp. You were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. So they did not enjoy him much time because he died early. They killed him because they rejected his teaching. So he was like a lamp shining in darkness, showing everybody that this is God incarnate. God came to our land. He was very faithful to Christ, and he made it very clear before the eyes of everyone that now we can see God in Christ. But I have a greater witness than John's. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. Again, let's count. The witness of the Son to himself, they will not accept it. The witness of the Father to the Son, they do not listen. The witness of John the Baptist, they killed him. Now the witness of the deeds, of the miracles, of the works, because the works speak loudly that this should be God. This power is not a humanistic power. Again, they do not want to see the miracles. They focused on the Sabbath. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So the works also witness to Christ as being sent by the Father, and he's doing the exact works of God the Father. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. Actually, they never listened to his voice, being, you know, having eyes, but they never saw, having ears, but they never hear, because of their hearts. So he's saying, you do not hear his voice, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. The proof that they rejected all the messages came from heaven, from God, that they rejected his son. That's to prove that they do not want God. They wanted themselves. They wanted their glory. They went astray. Even if they considered themselves the rulers of the Jew people, but now they are not God's people, and the rulers are following devil, not following God. The Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you. Because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures. Now this is another witness. So Christ witnessed to himself, the Father God witnessed to the Son, the prophet John the Baptist testified to him. Also, you know, the deed, the work, the miracles done by Christ witnessed to his divine nature, and also the scriptures, the prophecies, the prophets of the Old Testament, they all, you know, pointed at Christ, the Messiah, God's incarnate, God coming to men, but they never listened. So he's adding another witness of the scripture. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. So he is telling them, go and search. Go and read carefully your books, the scriptures, the holy books. They all testify of me. They witness to my truth. but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. So it's not that truth, you know, is not clear. It's the will of man. Because many people nowadays, they reject the truth of even the existence of God. Not because it's illogic, actually it's very logic and very reasonable that there should be God, the designer, the creator. But because of the will of man, they do not want to believe. So it's not like the belief is not reasonable. No, it's the will of men who reject the belief. That's why they say it's not reasonable, it's illogic. But it always refers to the will of man. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. As if they are pushing away life, they are rejecting eternal life. They wanted death, they wanted darkness, they love to stay in devilish side. So it's their will. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. So, because some of them may think that he wanted us to glorify him, to honor him, no, he said it clearly, I'm not waiting for your honor. Because he is the most honorable being, he is God. But he's saying you need to believe to be saved. It's not the side of Christ himself, it's because of us. We need to believe. So he's saying, I do not receive honor from men. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. If you have the love of God, you will listen to me. If you have the real love of God, your heart will be opened. You will see the truth easily. You will follow John the Baptist. You will find out the testimony of the scriptures. You can listen in your heart to the voice of God, but because you lack love of God, you cannot see, you cannot hear anything. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If any other comes in his own name, him, you will receive. So many false prophets came, but they were glorifying themselves. They were speaking with their names. They wanted everyone to follow themselves, their glory, their names, and people actually followed them because people did not want the truth. People did not want the will of God. They needed the will of man. So, as if Christ is saying about the false prophets of the Old Testament and also the false prophets after Christ, he said it very clearly. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If any other comes in his own name, him you will receive. And that's exactly what happened in all generations. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? If we just, you know, exchange honor, we are deceiving each other. We want to glorify this life and this glory of men, and we are that sure that all men will die and all people are corrupted, but we love to believe in this lie that the man is like God. So we are making gods of men, and the real God who came to be a man, we rejected him. Because we are seeking the pride of human nature. We do not want to see the truth of the humbleness of God himself. I have come in my Father's name and you do not receive me. If any other comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? It's an important lesson for everyone. Don't seek honor from people, because people may glorify 1 minute and the second minute may hurt you, may insult you, may disrespect you. So it's not important the honor of people, but seek the honor, the glory from God, because this is eternity. That's the real reward you expect. So struggle for to be accepted by God, not to be accepted by men. Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you. So the last witness in the list. Father, God the Father is witnessing to the Son is witnessing to Himself, the prophet like John the Baptist is witnessing the scriptures, the deed, the miracles, and the last important witness is Moses himself, the beloved prophet by all the Jews, the head of prophets. He made it in the last minute of the dialogue. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. So Moses, the head of the prophets, the most important figure in the Jewish scriptures, he witnessed to Christ the Messiah coming. He made it in Leviticus chapter 18 that the Most High Prophet will come and you should follow him. And if for anyone he will not follow him, he will be condemned forever. So these were the words given by Moses himself. And even though they did not accept to apply these words on Christ himself. If you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? If you don't want to believe Moses, if you don't want to believe your eyes seeing the miracles, if you don't want to listen to your hearts with the voice of God, if you rejected John the Baptist, the one who was beloved by all the simple people and he showed himself at the voice of God, if you don't want my witness to myself, so now you are condemning yourself. You are killing yourself. You are saying that we love darkness. We do not want light. We do not want to know the real God. We are happy with the God in our mind. We want men to be God, but we do not want the real God to be a man. So with this discussion, you know, the people of this area wanted to kill Christ. Because it was very clear that he's saying, I'm God, I am Jehovah, ego eimi, I am that I am. So if for any of them, if believing in Christ, he should have worshipped him at that minute. But they rejected the truth. That's why they ended up the dialogue trying to stone him, to kill him. And Christ moved away because there were no hope in them. And very simple people loved him so much and the light shined in their hearts and they started to follow him. Glory to God. Amen.